Well, folks, this is Todd Wilson with the Lane 8 BMX podcast. And, again, I'll say this. The one thing I really love about having a podcast is being able to find out about people all around the world. And I have an interesting young man here. He comes from, I would say, a family of BMXers. that would be the right way to put it. It's Arthur Claessens. He is from Switzerland. He is an elite rider, very talented young man. Arthur, how are you doing?
Yes, thanks. I'm fine. I appreciate you inviting me for this podcast. And yeah, I'm happy to be there.
Cool. Okay. My first question to you is this. You just recently finished your season at Saint Etienne.
Exactly, yes.
How do you feel it went at Saint-Étienne?
Yeah, so at Saint-Étienne, I always loved this competition. I'm going there for like 14 years, something like this. I did a lot of them in Saint-Étienne. And it's always a good way to finish the season. And yeah, it was a pretty nice race. I came in the semi-final on Sunday. Hopefully not in the final. But yeah, I felt good.
Not bad. Is that a difficult race to do because it's indoor, it's a lot smaller, and I guess the second part of the question is, do you like the indoor racing?
Yeah, the race is pretty different than the normal race in outside, and especially in Saint-Étienne. The good thing is you have like an incredible atmosphere in France. The crowd is very yeah, doing a lot of noise, and there's a lot of people watching the race, so that's very cool. But the track is not like especially the turns are not very good. So yes, I love doing indoor races because of the atmosphere, but the track, yeah, is sometimes not in very good, especially if the corners, especially this year with the corner.
It always seems. Correct me if I'm wrong. Every time I've seen that race, it's been about 4 years since I first discovered it. And it seems like the competition level for Saint Etienne, even though it's like the end of the season race, is stacked.
Yeah, it's very stacked. In France, you have a lot of levels. So a lot of good French riders are going there. And also, we are a lot of Swiss. You have also Italians. Yeah, and a lot of people in Europe are going there. So the level is very high. It's a very high level competition.
Not bad. When did you start your season? And I'm curious, how do you think your season overall went? Because I was checking results. You did quite well in the Swiss Cups.
Yeah. So my season started pretty good. So I had a good winter preparation because I was at the army during all the winter and I could train. So it was I came in a good shape. My start also got better at the beginning of the season. So yeah, it was pretty. I made some progress at the Swiss Cup. I won most of the race I did, so it was pretty good. It began pretty good. At the international level or the European and World Cups, I did not like achieve what I wanted to do, but it was way better than last year. So yeah, I am pretty happy about that. And at the end, it finished also pretty good in Saint-Étienne. I would say it's not like my best season so far. I would have dreamed about something better, but it's going in the right way, and that's the most important.
Definitely. Let me ask you this. When it comes to the Swiss Cups, I don't think a lot of people know about the Swiss Cups. I think it's five races over the entire season, five or six races.
Yes. Five weekends.
Yeah. Five weekends. I think there's one in Geneva. There's one in, correct me if I'm wrong, Goldach,
yes.
Yeah. One in Weinfelden.
And, yes.
I know that you won in Goldach for sure. Geneva, did you get third?
Yes, in Geneva, it was a bit special because we had one Swiss Cup and also the Saturday of this weekend, it was national championship. And yes, I think I did, I did third, yes, but it was a very tight race with some crash. It was not the best race of the year, but I did third, yes.
That track to me, I watched some of the race, is an interesting track because the first straight is like extremely short.
Yeah, it's pretty short in Geneva, but you have a lot of pedaling, so it's also interesting. And then they rebuild the rest of the track, and now it's very technical. Because back in the days it was pretty flat, pretty easy, and now it's like very technical with big holes and pretty nice jumps.
Not bad. You won also in I'm gonna blow this one. Aikachens.
Échichon. This is my home track. Yep, yes, right. I won there also.
The one track that I found very interesting was Goldach. It was it seemed like a very long track.
Yeah, it's pretty long. The first straight is like very, very long. You have a lot of jumps, and then it's very small, like lot of turns and some really, really short. short lines. For example, one line is just one table. Like, it's pretty special. To be honest, I don't really like that, but for one race, it's good. Change a bit. Yeah. Okay. It's the home track. It was the home track of Gilles Brunet.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Tell me this, when it comes to the Swiss Cup, how much importance is placed on the Swiss Cup when it comes to being chosen for the Swiss national team?
When you are younger, it counts, like in the challenge categories. But when you are elite, junior, I don't really know. I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter a lot, to be honest. I do Swiss Cup because I like to do it, mm-hmm. And also with the team, we have to do some races. But for the national selection, it doesn't do anything.
Wow, that's interesting. Talk to me about the Swiss racing scene. I'm curious, how many tracks do you guys have? Is there a lot of elites? Is there a lot of young riders coming up?
We have a bit less than 20 tracks, I think. It's not a lot. We are not a lot of racers in Switzerland, not to be honest. I think we are about 500 people that are doing races. And more that are just riding at the training, but the level is pretty high at the elite category. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I was checking out some of the rest of the folks that you have to deal with on a regular basis that I know of. I'm thinking you've got Cedric Bouty, you got Simon Marquardt, you got Gil Brunner, you've got Renaud Blanc, who's still racing and at a high level. And mm-hmm. Loris Eberhard. Those are just some of the guys that I know of that you have to compete against as an elite. How is that, considering you're such a small country and it's really, really tough?
Yeah, that's tough. And I think it's pretty incredible because we don't have a lot of clubs, a lot of track in Switzerland. And if we compare to France, the structure is so big. And us, we are just a small country, but. Yeah, we have some very, very good riders, as you said. Huh? And they don't, not everyone is racing the Swiss Cup, but pretty much everyone races the national championship mm-hmm. because we have to, and yeah, that's the title. And when we do that, it's tight, huh? Tight racing.
Man, that's got to be some tough racing, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to racing in Switzerland, do you do a lot of racing outside of Switzerland? Like I would say Italy, France, Belgium to even, yeah, to Germany. Do you do a lot of racing outside of Switzerland?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, of course. I do the European Cup, which is, all across Europe. And most of the time there is no race in Switzerland. So yes, I mean, it's like 5 weekends in the year. Plus the World Cup. And this year I also did a French Cup because the level is very high. And also it's a C1 race on, I think it's on Saturday. One day is C1 race. So I was there for that. So
When it comes to the European Cup, how do you think you did this year?
Not that well, to be honest. I was a bit disappointed. I think I did some bit better in the World Cup. Yeah, but the level it's not as high as the World Cup, but it's also very high, especially the first rounds. You have Zolder, Verona.
Yeah,
these two ones are big European Cups, and I would not say it's like a World Cup because World Cup is higher, but it's incredible how the level is, and every year is going up. Huh?
Wow, you've got what? You've got Papendal. You got Verona. What else do you guys have? Turkey? No, that was a World Cup. Man, you've got crazy races. Tell me this. What type of rider would you consider yourself? Are you, because I was looking at you, I would see, correct me if I'm wrong, I would think that you're a power guy with a lot of skill.
Yes. I think I'm pretty good at the gate. My pedaling is very good. And I also made some progress at the gate, so I'm pretty good at it. On the track, I also did some progress. I think I can be better, and I want to improve that for the next years. If you ask me, I'm a starter.
Not bad. Do you prefer a bigger gear, or do you like to spin, and why?
I tried a lot of things. Something very small, something big, and I just found the balance on the 44-16, the old 44-16, and I think it's not that big, not small. It's a middle.
Does it work for you on both a supercross track and a regular track?
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, it's interesting because I use that for like Papendal, which is very, very big track. You get a lot of speed. Mm-hmm. And also for my home track in Échichon, which is very smaller, I also use the 44-16. But for example, if you have an indoor race, I go lower with the gear, like 46-17, something like that.
Holy cow.
But I don't like to change a lot the gear in the season.
Yeah,
I tried some things, but that's the way it's working for me at the moment.
Not bad. So then that leads to my next question for you. I'm curious are you the type of rider where you tinker with your bike or once you set it up, you leave it alone?
I do a lot of things on my bike. I try a lot of things. Yes. Some different gears, different lengths at the rear, and every year, what the thing is that every year my frame is getting longer at the rear, so now my bike is really hard to pick up, but I like it, so it's very stable on the big jumps.
Not bad. Okay, when it comes to training, okay, season's done with. What type of training do you do? And is it different from what you do during the season?
Yes, in Europe, I don't know if it's the case in the US, but we have, I would say, 3-4 months of season. Yes. This year, it's a bit not that long, but I would say 3 months, no racing. So that's time to improve things, special things. So yeah, my type of training is very different now than on the season. I do a lot of strange training. That's what I'm doing at the moment right now. I'm at the army for a few weeks, and I do a lot of gym, lot of longer efforts also to improve the track speed, and And when I'm in the season, my training are a lot shorter. I'm more on the track doing gates and trying to beat my times.
Yeah, yeah. Is there an indoor track in Switzerland?
No. You don't have that. We train outside. It's very cold sometimes, but that's what it's for, the mental game. It's something when you train all the winter in Switzerland, then you are happy to have some sun, and it's gaining you motivation.
Okay, so then, man, that's interesting. So are you guys having to clear off snow at times on tracks?
Yeah, definitely. In my area, we don't have a lot of snow, but every year pretty much we go and we take out the snow of the track, and we try to train as much as possible. And in some part of the Switzerland, if you are in the mountains, there is some tracks that are higher that they can't really train in the winter. But us, we train every day on track. So
tell me this, how far are you from, let's say, Geneva or Zurich or even the capital, Bern?
So my house is just next to the Lake Geneva, Lac Clément. So I live 40 minutes from the track of Geneva, pretty much.
Wow. That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah. And 10 minutes from my home track, and from Zurich, it's a bit longer. I would say it's like 3 hours, a bit less.
Not bad. Not bad. So do you have a group of people that you train with, that you typically train with, and who are they, and why do you train with those folks? Or do you train by yourself?
So you say if I have a coach or if I ride with other riders?
Yeah, do both. Do you have a coach and do you ride with other riders?
So I have like coach I speak with. I was a bit training with David Graff a few years ago, and also with my first coach. It was Greg Romero from the US.
Oh,
and this was the first my first trainer, because he was doing like online training. Yeah. And when I was 13, I began to train with him. It was a very cool story. Maybe later I can show you that. And but now I don't have like a trainer that gives me a plan, and I just do what the trainers say. I like to speak a lot with some guys, some trainers, and I do my own stuff, because I did like some. I tried a lot of things, and now I know pretty much what works for me and what doesn't work. And yes, I train also with some other riders, of course, some guys of the club. We have some good, talented people in the club, so I train with them, and also with some other guys sometimes in the other clubs, and also with the teammates from our team, Prophecy.
Not bad, not bad. So tell me this. Obviously, next year is for an Olympic year. Are you focusing on that, or are you focusing on 2028?
Yeah, to be honest, in Switzerland, we have a very high competition. And also, I don't have the result now to say I have the goal to go to the Games for Paris. My goal for the moment is to qualify for the World Championship. And that's the thing I want to do. But yes, maybe 2028, I don't know. We never know. So that's not in my head. I'm more focused on the World Cup, European Cups. There is a lot to do for me there. And yes, when I will have my goals there, I will go to my goals. Maybe I would do an Olympic prep, but that's not in my head, like my first goal for the moment.
Not bad, not bad. Tell me this. I think reflection on your season is important. What do you think you need to do to improve?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of things. We have always a lot of things to do. But if I resume it in a few points, I'm pretty good on the gate and better than last year. if I have my times on the World Cup. But on the track, I still have to do some improvements. I think on smaller tracks, I'm pretty fast. I did a lot of progress on big jumps, but still I can be better. The best in the world, they do a lot better than me. And it's the thing I want to improve. And I'm sure I will improve this winter. So
not bad.
That's the thing. That's the point.
Not bad. Okay, I'm going to go back a little bit because I'm curious. How did you get started in BMX? Because correct me if I'm wrong here, because I wrote this down. Your father, Vincent,
mm-hmm.
he races, doesn't he?
Yeah. He doesn't race anymore, but he was racing for a long time. Racing.
You've got Zoe, and then you've got another sister. I don't know how to pronounce her. Inez,
yes.
Inez races. I mean, that's got to be pretty cool to have a core group in your family that I know of that races. How was that when you got started, and how did everybody just jump in did they jump in at the same time? And talk to me about that. I'm curious.
Yeah, that's a cool story. Very cool story. So my father, he was one of the first BMX racer in Switzerland, and he founded one of the first club in Switzerland in 1983, so 40 years ago.
Wow.
So yes, that's where it started. So my father has always been doing BMX. Now he's not racing anymore, but he's still very passionate. Yeah. And I began BMX when I in 2005, because he was the president of the club at this moment. The club organized the European final of the European Cup. It was pretty much the European Championship at this time. And I remember all my life this moment. I was a young kid, and I saw all the big riders there. And it's pretty much at this moment I was doing a little bit of BMX. At this moment that I remember, I was very passionate. I found the passion of BMX there, and from there I just wanted to race. There was also my big brother, Bastien. He was racing very well, very talented rider. So I was following him. We were training all the way together. And then behind me, there was Zoe.
Yeah.
She began a little bit later. And when we were younger, we were always training together at the family every weekend, going to the track, training together. And everyone was passionate about it. We are six kids in the family, six children, and five are doing BMX. So it's one thing in the family.
Oh, wait a minute. Out of six kids, five are racing right now?
Four. My big brother doesn't race anymore, yeah. But sometimes he trains. And the other ones, yes, they race.
Wow. Okay. How was that training and going and racing as a family all over the place? That's got to be a really cool experience.
Yes, of course. It was something incredible, because everyone at home, we were all thinking about BMX. It was our passion. And I was the one when I was younger, but still now, very, very motivated, always wanted to go training, doing sprints, going on track, technical stuff. And every day I wanted to train, and then everyone was going in the training together. Zoe was very technical when she was young, so she was following us, doing the same stuff. Bastien always trying new things, and yeah, it was pushing us, of course.
It's almost like you even had like a built-in support group. So even if you didn't have a great race, you had people there to help you and keep you going. And, you know, mentally, just even if you didn't have a good race.
Exactly. And that's also my point of view. So I'm doing everything I can. And at the end of the race, you know, you are in a good setup with everyone. So yeah, that's it. And my father, he was very, my parents doing a lot of things for us. My father is very passionate, so he took us every time at the track, at the races. Also, he's a manager of the track, so he's preparing the track every week. So we could like train perfectly. Yeah, so I had a lot of support, and I'm very thankful for that.
Not bad. Okay, tell me about your guys' team, Prophecy Orlati Orlati?
Orlati, yes.
Orlati. Tell me this. Did your family start that team?
Yes, exactly. It was like more than 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah.
We started this. So my father, at the beginning, we were only four riders in this team. And it was growing up. Now we are eight. And from the day one, Prophecy was the main sponsor of the team. With the company of my father, it was Klassen Skids at this time, but now it's another one, it's Orlati. The team is also something important for us. And one thing which is very important is the staff. We are always reaching for the best things, so we don't like one sponsor that gives us everything, every single part. We just do deals with this one, this chain, this ring, this frame, these wheels, and we can build a very, very good bike. One of the best, I think.
Wow, not bad. And the thing I like about your team is it's not just elites. It's a whole, you've got guys that I saw a guy that did at the Worlds. You had four, I think it was European. You had four finals at the European Championship, and one guy was Andre. He got fifth in 30-34. So it's a team that encompasses a lot of age groups.
Yes, yes. This is also very cool. So the basis is like for the junior elites, but we also have some youngers or some challenge riders. Yes, we have Andrea. She's racing very well. He's very, very fast on the gate, like very fast. And also some younger guys. My little sister Jade, also very motivated, and she will be fast. You can see her in a few years. She will be on the box on the big scene, I think.
Wow, that's not bad. Tell me this: what is Arthur's ultimate goal for BMX? Is it to have a good career of whatever that consists of, or is there world? I want to be European champion, world champion, or Olympic champion. What would consist of a good career for you?
Yeah, I'm not the man only looking for one result. I reflect too much to have this kind of reflection, I would say. But yeah, my goal is definitely to improve every year, to be at to reach the best level I can. That's pretty much the thing. And my goals are pretty much on the international races, so European Cup, World Cups. If one day I'm able to do some finals, like reaching the best levels, that would be amazing. And I'm working for that.
Not bad. Are you a very analytical racer in the sense that you're thinking of how to enter a race, how you think about what you did after a race and how you can improve?
Yes, definitely. I do a lot of things to improve my level. And I reflect a lot about it. Doing some research, trying things. Also with what I eat, how I sleep. Yeah, I do a lot of things to be at the end of the day best I can.
Not bad, not bad. I'm curious of this. The last time we were actually sending messages back and forth, I have to ask you about this. You were talking about you were in the military service at the time. So I'm curious, you're in the, is it mandatory for you to be in the military in Switzerland, or is it something that you chose to just go into?
Yes, in Switzerland, you have to do the army, and it's pretty, pretty long. It's about 300 days, something like this. So
Whoa.
Yes, that's a lot.
Okay, so is it 300 days a year you have, or is it just for a career it has to be 300 days?
Yeah, so every man in Switzerland has to do the army, every man. And it's pretty much 1 year. And for me, I had the unique opportunity to do as an elite racer, athlete. And so I can train. At the moment, I am in Macolin. It is the Olympic Center in Switzerland, in the Jura, Jurassic. It's in the mountains. So I can train very well at the gym. There is also Grenchen, another track of Swiss cycling, not that far. So yeah, I'm so happy to be there and have this opportunity to train.
Not bad. So what do you do in the military? Do you have a specialty or anything like that?
So your first 3 weeks of military service. Mm-hmm. So you don't shout, but you do a lot of things like army would do. How to say hello in the army, how to have all the stuff also. And then as athletes, you just can train, and that's one thing which is very good. So last year, the last winter, with Zoe and Nadine Eberhardt, we were there at the army and we could train as we wanted. So it was very good. I have a pretty special job there. I also do ordonnance de bureau. It is administrative stuff. Mm-hmm. I do it for half a day, and the rest of the day I can do what I want.
That's not bad.
So I can train.
Do you make a salary from that also?
Yes, you are paid. Not a lot, but it makes something. And for some athletes, it makes a lot of money. Yeah.
That's not bad.
It helps you a lot. You cannot. It depends. Like some people, they have a real salary, and some just a little bit. It depends on your situation,
not bad.
On the level you have.
Not bad. Okay, let me ask you this then. When it comes to, I saw something that I found it quite interesting, and I've never seen this before on you, on anyone. Okay, so there is a company called Bad Fish Brewing Company. Yes. Okay, so there was a limited edition 915 blonde beer. And I just thought this was cool that portion of the sales of that beer went to help you in your racing. Okay, you got to explain to me this. First, you like beer. And number two, how did it do? Did you do okay with that?
So, yes, we just did it a few days ago. It was last week. So you know everything. Yes, I like beer. I don't drink a lot of beer, but sometimes in the weekend I'm happy to have a beer. Also this was a guy from BMX. His kids were doing BMX in the club in Échichon. And we were just discussing about having a kind of sponsoring or something. And he asked me, hey, do you want to do a special edition of our beer? And I said, yes. So we did the design and so on. And now we have this beer. So that's very, it's very nice.
Wow, that is pretty darn cool, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yes, it is. Another thing I got to ask you is this, because I learned this from David Graff. Are you French Swiss or are you German Swiss? In the sense that do you speak both languages?
Yeah, I speak French. So this is my mother language. But I also speak German, not a bit the same as in English. So not that bad, but that good.
Not bad. Tell me this. When was the first time that Arthur got a look by the Swiss national team? When was the first time that you did any interaction with him in the sense of training or racing with the national team?
So when you are younger, you have all the like the selection, like regional selection and also national one. So I was in this group. It was very pretty helpful. And then so when I was in the I was pretty good in the challenge category. I made a world championship final. And then I had a three crash in 1 year when it was in junior. So I was, I did 1 year off of the bike because I couldn't train, couldn't race pretty much. And then I went out of this team. And then a few years later, they launched the under 23 category. And I made two finals at the World Cup, I think, and one final at the European Championship. So I came back in the team. And the last year, directly after that, I didn't have a good season.
Yeah.
It was not, it was last year. It was not a good, really good season. And I came out of the team. But I will try to make better results, better things for next year, and maybe I will be back.
Not bad. Not bad. Tell me this. What does Arthur like to do outside of BMX? I mean, completely away from it. Do you like to just hang out with family and friends? Do you like movies? Do you like to read? What do you like to do?
I like to do a lot of things. I hate to do nothing. I hate to do nothing. And, I like to do mechanics on my bike. I do a lot of mechanics, a bit of mountain bike, also a bit of ski, but also I'm pretty passionate about entrepreneurship. And I launched a startup of bicycle lights. And I do a lot of this work also beside of BMX.
Wow. Okay. I know you're a busy man, so I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. Quick question here is, would you like to win a national championship in Switzerland, or would you prefer a European Cup championship?
Of course, the European Cup, because the level is is higher. So if I win this, I think the level is better. But I would love to win the Swiss championship because I did some podiums. One time I did second. In one race, one day, in a track I know, I think I can be very fast. So yeah. I'm not, I think it's not impossible. I can do it.
Not bad, not bad. Okay. A world championship jersey or an Olympic medal?
Gold medal or just a medal?
A medal.
I think I would love to win the jersey, because if you got the jersey, I think for the Olympics, like you get like more money of the country, more respect in the sports field. But if you win the jersey in BMX, one of the hardest things to do in the sports.
I agree.
So the jersey, of course.
I think it's harder. Maybe I'm wrong. You're an elite. I'm not. So, but this is an outsider's thought. It's probably harder to win a world championship jersey than it is an Olympic medal. And the reason I say that is because there's so many more people at the Worlds than it is at the Olympics.
Yes, I think you're right. You have more opportunities to win the jersey because it's every year. But I think it's definitely harder, of course, because you have more people. You're only 24 at the Games.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You got 2024 just around the corner for you.
Yes.
So what would make a good season of 2024 for you?
A good season for me would be to improve my track speed, to be better on the gates, and in terms of results, the thing that can help me to go back in the Swiss team. So the minimum you have to do in the World Cup is the top 24. Yeah. So if I can do it a few times, I would say that the season will be a success. And also in the national scene, winning more races.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up your World Cup stuff. All right, so I've got some of your results from the World Cup, okay?
Okay.
I got Turkey, first round, 63rd, second round, 46th. Poppendahl, 42nd, first round, round three, round four, 45th. And I always blow this number, this name, Sarjans, you got 39th in round six. So you still do have an opportunity to get into that top 20.
Yes. Yes. I think last year I was always in the 60 something. I was not racing well. And you can see this year, every race I made it. So if I continue in the same progress, I think I can reach my goal. And that's the plan.
Not bad. Not bad. I want to say, Arthur Kleissens, I want to say thank you for joining the Lane 8 BMX podcast. It was fun to get to know who you are, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me in the podcast. I was really happy to be there to speak with you, and thanks.